Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Targeting New World Order infrastructure, blasting through their lives, waking up indigenous populations globally. Resistance is mounting, exponentially growing. The final collision is on course. Increase acceleration. Pull out all the stops. Scream from the rooftops. Talk to everybody you know. Intensify. We're at the crossroads. We're at flashpoint. We're going in. Prepare for impact. We're going to win. It isn't a fight we want, but it's a fight we're in. And it's a fight we've got to engage in, so we might as well take them down. Thank you for joining us. We are getting a guest on here in a few minutes, the president of the Texas Eagle Forum, Kathy Adams, to discuss a recent attempt by pharmacological company Merck to write a Texas law that requires girls as young as 11 to receive the company's new cervical cancer vaccine. Now, there is nowhere in the nation, they've also tried to get it passed in District of Criminals, District of Columbia, D.C., to actually make a law. Because, see, they're always having to prance around and claim it's the law. There is no law. And they want to make hundreds of vaccines mandatory. Now it's gone from just a few you took 20 years ago, as we talked about earlier, to now they want you to take 44, 45, and they tell you it's the law. It is not the law. They just, again, suspend you, then claim you're truant, then that's the law they go after you with. When they have the waiver forms that you don't even have to sign, but if you want to, by law, they've got to give you those waiver forms and then leave you alone. Or you can just tell them, I'm a conscientious objector, and I'll sue you, and they'll back off. But now they want to give a live virus to every girl in this country. And over my dead body, you will give my daughter any of your trash. Over my dead body, will you inject your bioweapons and your sterilization compounds and your cancer viruses? And this is a live cancer virus, by the way. Well, I was telling you they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. Now they give you a cancer virus that's had its DNA chain manipulated inside its protein envelope. And they want to give that to every girl. And all over the country, they're going to the legislatures to try to pass a law. And let me say it again. When hell freezes over, will this happen? When I am 6 feet under, this will happen. And I hope you have the same attitude. But you know what? Even if they're not able to pass this law, they'll still say it's the law. And your daughters will line up. They want it to be given to girls between the ages of 5 and 10. And they will give your daughter live cancer virus, and it's just totally sick. And you'll do what your government tells you, because I guess that's just how you operate. Again, we're trying to connect with Kathy Adams. She's down on vacation in Mexico. Did you get Kathy? Fantastic. Let's go ahead and go to Kathy Adams. We're about to break. We'll come back and just do one 15-minute segment with her and let her go. She's got a dive she's going on. I'm very envious. The beautiful waters of Cozumel. I mean, might see some hammerheads down there, Kathy.
Hey, I just may. But I think that what's going on in the United States, especially right now in Texas with this Merck vaccine, this HPV vaccine, that is not even recommended by the American College of Pediatricians, is unreal, and yet our governor is comparing it to a polio vaccine. No way.
Well, what do you expect from open border, toll road, New World Order Perry?
Well, I think that the fact that this HPV vaccine, that between 1955 and 1992, cervical cancer deaths in American women dropped by 74%. Due to pap smears, says that this is absolutely unnecessary, and all you have to do is follow the money.
Let's talk about the money and how this is happening and why it's happening after this quick three-minute break with Kathy Adams, president of the Texas Eagle Forum. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Then we'll have open phones, get into the global warming hoax, and a lot more.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. Now, how this works is, you can go look the numbers up. 20-something years ago, there were only 4 or 5 vaccines they tried to claim were mandatory. It's not even a law. It's just color of law. They have waivers through the health department or through your schools by federal and state law. But now they're aggressively trying to pass laws to make you take vaccines. And they've done this in several countries around the world. It's very, very dangerous. Of course, there's mercury. There's all sorts of other problems, DNA fragments. But this new vaccine is a live virus that they've just basically chopped the DNA up and taken it out. And so your body creates an immunity so that your young girl supposedly won't get cervical cancer, which, again, if you just get pap smears, they can deal with it, and it's a very easy cancer caught early to deal with, and it's extreme promiscuity that normally causes this. And so why would they want to give it to 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old, 11-year-old girls? And it's also, again, as you heard, not recommended even by the different medical institutions. But after they're lobbied, I'm sure they will. Going to Kathy Adams, who's on vacation, joining us from Cozumel, Mexico. Again, I'm very envious. She is the president of the Texas Eagle Forum. You know that, run by Phyllis Schlafly. And she is on with us today. She's on the front lines fighting this and was quoted by the Associated Press in an article, "Drug maker wants law to require STD shot girls as young as 11. And I've seen them talking about giving it to 6-7-year-old girls to be immunized against cervical cancer. Tell us what's really going on here, Mrs. Adams.
Well,
Well, there are two things that I really want your listeners to hear. One is that in Dallas, in Austin, Texas, right there in our hub, in our own state, we have already three bills filed in order to require this human papillomavirus education and immunization. And these bills have already been filed, as I say, House Bill 146, House Bill 215, and Senate Bill 110. And when you've got the governor pushing it, and I will tell you, I've already gotten a call from the governor's office, and they're already asking me to get on board, and I've already told them that I'm going to do everything I can to defeat it. The second thing I want your listeners to hear is that I received a call from a grandmother in Pennsylvania just yesterday, because her granddaughter did receive this vaccine. 21 days later, she acquired an autoimmune dysfunction. And now the poor little girl was a cheerleader, and now she has bleeding under the skin and an autoimmune disease, and she cannot participate anymore in the social activities in her own class.
Oh, there's an agenda behind this. I don't think that's any accident. Hundreds of new vaccines a year. They want to force everybody to take them. Specifically, let's get into the law, because they claim you've got to take all these other vaccines, put them on the mandatory list. They're trying to even now beef up these laws. Let's talk about that.
They are trying to beef them up. And if you don't get these, they want them to be mandated. And see, if you make a vaccine mandated, then the insurance companies in the state have to provide the money for it. That's what Merck is after. They're not after health, because this is only a four-year test from 16 to 26-year-old women. No one knows what kind of birth defects that this could cause when that 10-year-old gets that vaccine and has a baby when she's 22. No one is talking about long-term effects because they don't know. But we do know that short-term effects are exactly what I just said. A young girl now with an acquired autoimmune disease and bleeding under the skin and cannot participate even in her school activities.
And let's be specific here about this. This is a live, cultured virus, and even if you could trust these companies and the government, which you can't with the vaccine eugenics past in history, of course, when you culture up hundreds of millions of viruses or more per batch, you're going to get malfunctions in this engineered virus and get the full virus, and hence give girls not just this cancer-causing original variant, but other autoimmune disease problems. Lord knows what this is going to cause.
That's right. We're giving girls a live virus. And, you know, if there was a virus that could be cured, why not the cold? And besides that, they're going now after a virus that there are only in the entire country annually 9,800 new cases, which represents 0.007% only of all of the cancer cases. So they're going after something very minor in numbers, not that it's not to be dreaded or prevented. But that's the good news. It is preventable by just having a pap smear, and they cure it themselves.
And the shot costs $360 for the three-shot regimen. So we're talking about tens of billions in profit a year if they force the tens of millions of young girls and women to take this.
Follow the money. Every legislator in Texas ought to be listening. Follow the money. Because if you're looking at really what is at stake here, this is not a cure. This could be a cause. This is going to have a fallout. The state will be accountable to if indeed they do mandate this. This is all about money. The Merck company is the same company that created Vioxx and is lost in the courts now. Merck is after the money. Legislators cannot sacrifice our children, replace parental rights, in order to put the state in charge instead of that mom and dad who will make a good decision for their daughter.
Well, as you said, a little over 9,000 cases a year, with this country having 150 million women, 9,000 cases a year. This is ridiculous, even if you could trust the vaccine. And again, it's this new wave of live virus. This is a cancer virus that has been manipulated. But the AP is reporting that there is massive resistance to this. Can you detail that for us?
Oh, I am so happy about it. As a matter of fact, a legislator from Michigan has already fought it off after it passed their Senate like 36 to 1. And then he was able to kill it in their house, but he's coming back. When there is money behind an idea, it is very, very difficult to stop. And Merck has got, I mean, why do we have a new Freedom Commission with the mandatory universal mental health screening in an executive order? Follow the money. Who got President Bush elected? I mean, let's look. It's not just the grassroots who heard him say Jesus in a debate. We're talking about a man who's taking lots of money from the pharmaceutical company, and they are very public about now it's time for payback. That's what we don't want our children to be sacrificed on an altar of anybody's political agenda, whether it is giving them psychotropic drugs or a cancer virus that is live, that is not properly tested, that is treating a disease that is very unlikely that they'll ever be able to prevent. There is no study out there adequate now to show that this is a healthy move.
This is medical and governmental tyranny. This is a new form of slavery where financial bodies and medical institutions for profit lobby and take over our state and federal government to foist all of this upon us. This should have everyone seeing red right now.
That's right. And I certainly do hope that parents will not give up their parental rights. And the governor's office is saying, well, if we have an opt-out, no. We need an opt-in. If a mom and dad want that virus for their daughter, then that's their decision with their doctor. It is not the state's business to mandate this and then require insurance companies to have to cover it. And one other thing we haven't touched on is the fact that these vaccines have lots of aluminum in them. Aluminum is also, as we know, related to Alzheimer's.
No, absolutely. The plaques form in the brain.
Yes. And so we don't want to be injecting young children with this. And then when they're 50, 60 years old, we start seeing the results of these kind of vaccines.
Kathy Adams, they've clearly, and I want to get your take on this, gone too far. Because, you know, 25, 35, now 45 vaccines they're trying to claim you've got to take. More and more being added each year. By pushing this so far in live cancer viruses, you already see masses of people refusing to vaccinate, period. I think this is going to accelerate people resisting. So maybe this type of hubris and wanton abandon by these corrupt institutions and companies is going to actually force the debate to widen.
I hope so. And I do know a lot of parents who are not vaccinating their children. And I thank God that my three grandchildren have not been vaccinated. But those parents, my son and daughter-in-law, are looking and listening to the doctor's advice. They are praying about it. They are thinking it through. They are looking at the pros and the cons. And they are making that decision. That's where this needs to stay.
And even the medical association is against it. Final question. You talked about this lady, the grandmother in Pennsylvania, and I've already got reports here about the autoimmune problems. The experimental shots they're giving the troops are doing the same things. A lot of them are dying.
Yes.
I'd like to, when you get back, maybe get in touch, or if you have her number, get in touch with that grandmother. I'd like people to hear firsthand what this can do to our girls. And
I have her number, and I have her father's number as well.
Well, I've got a daughter, and I said earlier before you got on, over my dead body, hell will freeze over before they give this to my little girl.
Well, stick next to your daughter. You're the one who's been given that responsibility and that right, not only constitutionally, but it is a God-given right. And I thank you for standing next to your daughter and protecting her.
Well, I thank you for what you're doing. Any websites or any other information you think that people should know about in the last minute we've got?
Sure. Our website is texaseagle.org. It's spelled out TexasEagle.org. And we welcome you to look there at some other issues that we're dealing in. I also am the global governance chairman for the National Eagle Forum and have traveled to more than a dozen UN meetings and welcome you to review that as well. Was in Kyoto, and I'm so glad you're going to be talking about global warming and setting the record straight on that issue as well.
Kathy Adams, it's clear I need to get you on for a full hour when you return. When are you getting back?
On next Friday.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you in a week and a half or so. I'd like to put you on hold now. If you have that lady's name and number, I'd like to contact her and get her on next week. Is that okay?
Yes, but I have that actually at home, and I don't have it with me.
That's okay. We'll just mark a note down,
right.
and then perhaps we'll get you and her on next week and or 2 weeks from now and do 30 minutes on the vaccines and then 30 minutes on some of the global governance meetings you've been to.
Perfect.
Thank you, Kathy Adams.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Have a great vacation. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break with your calls, tons of news, and later, a special treat.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. February 2nd, 2007, gold 655, ounce gold coins are 670, 636, 340, 73 for half, 170, 37 for quarter ounce. That's 670, 636, 340, 73, and 170, 37. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Bereshef's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting on to sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, let's go back to your calls, and I'm going to get into a little info section on global warming, kind of put all the pieces together. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Who's up next? Is it CH in Florida? CH in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. And he is listening to his radio. CH. Okay, we'll move on. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead. This happens when I keep calling.
Hold on. Alex, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry about that.
It doesn't matter.
I know it's next Sunday, but I want to be the first to wish you a happy birthday this month.
Well, thank you.
You're quite welcome. I blessed the day that you were born.
Oh, come on.
I wanted to share with all the listeners a little conversation I had today with the terrorists over at the IRS. I received a little flyer in my gas bill that had information about earned income tax credits. And it had an 800 number there that said you can call the IRS. It's 1-800-829-1040. And I cross-referenced that number to the telephone book, which is also the toll-free number listed in most phone books for the IRS. Yet the person I spoke to, which it took me three different people to get to the Advanced Tax Law Department, and I was asking them questions about the definitions of income, person, taxpayer, shall, and must. I asked if it was a direct or indirect tax. I asked him what statute makes me liable and what form is required. He took all the information down. He kept me on hold for like 20 minutes. And then he came back and he stated that I would going to have to contact a tax professional to answer all of my questions if they weren't they didn't have the ability to do so. And I'm like,
and to boil it down, you can call up the IRS and ask where the law is and how it works and where it's paid, and they won't tell you.
It was just incredible. It was incredible, and I would encourage everybody to do that just to tie up their phone lines and ask those questions, because, like, you're absolutely right. They will not answer those questions because they know that they're going to be caught. Now, once again, there's a term that you use in a lot of your films. They're either willfully ignorant or they're flat-out fabricating the truth, which in all of our cases is unacceptable.
It is, my friend. I appreciate your call. And it doesn't go to run the country. It goes right to the private banks. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. Happy birthday to you. I didn't know it was this weekend.
Oh, please, please. No, it's not.
Okay.
It's later this month, but thank you for all the kind words.
Oh, you're very welcome. This is the second time I called in. I was looking through Google Video, you know, kind of I go through every now and then, look at, you know, all the new 9/11 truth stuff. One of the things I ran across was a video put out by this guy named Mark Aradian called Screw Loose Change. And I went through and I kind of just looked at this guy. He subtitled everything. And I started writing him an email that was probably a good 14 pages long, just describing, you know, how much of an idiot he is, going through every comment that he made. I was just wondering if you happened to see that yet, or if you've happened to deal with that guy yet.
Yes, I've seen it, and I've seen him prancing around at Ground Zero, and he is a real piece of work, let me tell you, and it's most of what he says is disinfo or straw man. Some of what he says is true, because there are mistakes out there. Nobody's perfect, and the 9/11 truth movement just knows that we've been lied to, and the official story is the most ridiculous conspiracy theory of them all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I watched that video, I was amazed at, you know, how much disinfo he put in there. There were some things that I saw that I was like, okay, well, you know, those guys weren't correct. That's why they're doing yet another edition. So,
well, I mean, the first one had a few mistakes, and the next one had less. And I mean, no one's perfect. Every time I put a film out, and like a year later, when millions of people have watched it online and thousands on DVD, I find two or three things that are wrong, and then I put out a second edition generally. Sometimes people don't even know I put out a second edition. They just, the mistakes are corrected, and it's put back out.
Yeah,
we never claim to be infallible.
Exactly, but that thing, I just, you know, I wanted to just see if you can get a comment on there, because, you know, people that will watch that, you know, a lot of people that are easily duped, they're going to go through and go, oh, okay, well, you know, I believe it.
Yeah, but there's been analysis has been done of that, and really the best thing I can do is just ignore it and continue to put the facts out instead of sending, you know, people to view it, because it's really, we need to just, they're trying to start World War III, they lied us into war, there's all these declassified examples. Like, notice, you don't see a bunch of debunking a terror storm, because the thing had really one mistake in it. And it's a very small mistake, and it doesn't even matter. The point is, it's admitted government-sponsored terror. It's admitted openly, and so they don't ever want to debate that stuff. I appreciate your call, Mike. They don't want to talk about all the admissions of terror. They don't want to talk about CIA insider trading. They don't want to talk about Building 7. They don't want to talk about the hundreds and hundreds of points. And you got millions of people involved in 9/11 truth. Of course there's going to be screwballs. Of course there's going to be people making mistakes. The point is, we know we've been lied to on the official story. We're trying to get at the truth. We're all running different investigations here, and we've gotten a pretty darn clear picture of what happened. It was an inside job. 84% of Americans in scientific poll believe they've been lied to. 36% believe total inside job. We're winning.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's WACHTERS.com.
We'll have some time to take calls and cover news in the third hour, but I'm going to air 28 minutes of my question and answer. Now, we had a camera on the stage in the lectern there at the UT Union Ballroom where upwards of 1,000 people showed up last night. Well, 900 seats, they turned away over 100 people. It was just a huge, overwhelming success for 9/11 Truth. But I think the question and answers were really interesting, and so we're going to play not all of it because there's about 40 minutes of it. We're going to play about 28 minutes of it, and so that'll give us about another 12 minutes or so of time to cover news and take a few calls in the next hour. Continuing with your phone calls right now, also want to spend about 5 minutes on some of the new developments with the global warming hype. But before we do that, you know I've made 15 films. And the newest documentary I produced is Terror Storm. And it really is a powerful documentary. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror. Then we look at 9/11, 7/7, all the latest developments. Then we get into the torture, the secret arrest, the fake news, the propaganda, what the NSA is doing. We look at propaganda and how they admit that they're creating a world government, and how they admit they're brainwashing the public from their own documents. We go out to Crawford and show you the idiot pro-war people who just are just unbelievably off their rockers. It is an amazing film. It's also very entertaining to watch. That is, it's I don't even want to say entertaining. It's engaging, extremely engaging. And a lot of big film critics, without me even requesting a review, have said it's the best out there. And it's gone as high as number 8 on Amazon.com. You can get it at Amazon.com, or you can get it at Infowars.com, because only Terrorstorm is available on Amazon.com. My other 14 films are available at Infowars.com. You can get America Freedom to Fascism at Infowars.com. And when you get it, you can get Terrorstorm for $9.95. When you get America Freedom to Fascism for $19.95, you can get Terrorstorm half price, 50% off, $9.95. So for $29.95, you can get both of these films. Terrorstorm also has 68 minutes of extras from the famous and historical 9/11 neocon agenda symposium, the highlights of that out in Los Angeles, California. So again, I hope that everyone out there will, who hasn't gotten the films, get them as tools. Even if you know all about New World Order and 9/11, get them. Give them to other people. Also, my first 7 films were never on DVD. I never had time to get them on DVD, to have the menus made and to encode it and make it and mass produce them. We finally got that done. The fellows down at Brave New Books, Mr. Connor and, of course, Mr. Freeman, they put it together. They did it because I was so busy. I now have those professionally mass produced, and I have my first 3 Police State films in one case, 3 different DVDs, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, now available $34.95. That is 45% off if you bought them individually. The only way you can get them on DVD is in the box set. You can also get them individually in VHS. Someday we'll have them individually on DVD. It's just we're so busy, don't have the capital to make them or to do, you know, get it. It's just, we're just busy making the new films. Matrix of Evil now on DVD, amazing film with Ron Paul and others. My first film, America Destroyed by Design, excellent. About the biometric slave grid, the UN taking over the parks, Oklahoma City. Comprehensive annual financial reports exposed about the secret accounts and government. Very important. Of course, The Masters of Terror, now on DVD. They're all on DVD now. My first 7 films available on DVD at Infowars.com, or call toll-free. They can answer questions and tell you about the different combos and specials and InfoWarrior packs. We've got the bumper stickers, the 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts as low as $9.95. I mean, we've just slashed everything down to the lowest possible price so we can fund our operation but still get you more materials. So because stuff is less expensive, just buy more. Get more. This is a fight, and you make what we're doing here possible. And because of your support, we're able to do so much more and get more people on the team and expand our operations. Here is the toll-free number again, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right. Oh, and don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a monthly membership, $5.95, all 15 of my films, hundreds of weekly TV reports, special reports, exclusive Aaron Russo interview we just did, hour and a half. It's just ridiculous. We're doing 3-4 reports a week now. It just gets better and better. I got 3 people working on PrisonPlanet.tv full-time. And it just gets better and better. 3-year anniversary coming up in April that we've had PrisonPlanet.tv. We just doubled the bandwidth because that Aaron Russo interview went so crazy. It slowed down for a day. We doubled the bandwidth, doubled the cost, and I'm putting into it. So we keep it as good as we can for you. Great activist tool. You can go there and download all 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports, whatever you think's the most important, and burn them to disc in super high quality down to dial-up quality, whatever you like to burn onto your CDs or DVDs. Just an amazing activist tool. And please make copies of all my films when you get them and distribute them. That's how we're having the biggest effect. Please air them on Access TV. And for all those that have done that, I want to thank you and commend you. It's really having a huge effect. In fact, getting back to the UT ballroom last night and 900 people turning away, I talked to the staff there. They said they turned away at least 100. I don't like that. But with 4 days promotion just on this show and with Infowars.com, well, I started promoting it on Monday. Others, I guess, promoting it for a few weeks. To have that many people there on a Thursday night, and George Humphreys, former city council member, documentary filmmaker, author, good friend of mine, he got up and pointed out, I think he was wrong in a way. He said, you know, 5 years ago, there'd be 50 people here. Well, 5 years ago, there'd been 200, 300 people there. But now, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, 1,000 people trying to get in and really almost no promotion. I mean, if the Statesman had a big conference there, which they have, you might have 200 people. When some big neocons comes in with months of promotion, there might be 200 people. And it's because the population is sick of them. And the people know what's happening. And they're aware of what's happening. And it was despicable, but I actually wanted them to get in, but they didn't heckle for some reason. And that was because, I don't know, like 20 anarchists showed up in their black mask and stuff, and they had neocons handing out, trying to hand out tinfoil hats to everybody that was coming in. Everybody just ignored them. They were trying to get disruptive, and some type of squabble broke out, and the head of security was going, listen, we're not going to let them in. And I said, no, please let them in. But by the time they showed up late, because we had to start 20 minutes late, some people were having trouble getting in, it was already shut. So the 20 anarchists got shut out with the rest of the people because they got there late. And I was kind of let down last night. When they attacked me, I was going to have a debate with them. I was going to be entertaining and informative. I had a big list of things about how the anarchists are funded by Big Ford Foundation and others, how they were bushed into sabotage. And I don't mean all the anarchists, but this particular, you know, sub-derivation, this particular strain, this particular group of folks are just incredible. And they go around trying to destabilize everything. And in Seattle, they were hired by the police, brought in by the government publicly. I have it all in the police state, do the takeover. And that's just 30 minutes of the two-hour film. And they were there to cause a problem and attack the police and burn things down and knock out windows to then have them pull back after a day. And the news media going, why don't the police do anything? And the police attack 60-plus thousand peaceful demonstrators. So I was all ready for them. See, I like people who disagree with me. And I like people who illustrate how ignorant they are. I really enjoy it. And so it was kind of a letdown that they were so busy basically harassing everybody that was coming in and you know, yelling all of their mindless slogans like drunken parrots that by the time that they tried to get in with like 80 other poor folks, they were unable to. And where else would you see it where you've got the neocons funded by the RNC prancing around, handing out tinfoil hats? None of that's going to discredit us on the Patriot Act, or on the Military Commissions Act, or on government-sponsored terror, or on all the corruption, or the North American Union. You're the kooks. Everybody's laughing at you now. They know that you're either ignorant or lying to them. They know this stuff's real now, okay? It doesn't work anymore. You're the minority. And then you've got the leftist. They always claim they're anarchists, but they're all wearing communist shirts and red stars and then saying they're anarchists. That's the opposite, twits. And they're all prancing around, and people were just laughing at them. I mean, you literally converted no one with your stupidity. All right, I'm already digressing. But, yeah, I mean, it's so wonderful to see our society waking up. But it's important for you that are out there that are waking up to not follow Alex Jones or somebody else, that you be leaders. You start a local newspaper, a local newsletter, a print paper, a website. Go get a local radio show. Just try. It's not as hard as you think. Get an Access TV show. There's so many things you can do. Or sponsor local radio shows. You hear something you support and believe in, support it. I mean, it's really that simple. Let's blitz through some calls. I'm going to get into global warming here. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex, for helping me in my pursuit of happiness. I wanted to let you know that I called Neil Bortz a couple times recently, and just to give you a summary of how the conversation went. He's afraid to talk about Ron Paul and you. 2 weeks ago today, I started out telling him, I doubt that you support libertarian principles because you haven't supported Ron Paul, who announced he's running. And Neil asked if he's running. I answered that he just announced his candidacy. And he asked, he said he doesn't agree with Ron Paul on everything, but he's certainly a better candidate than any Democrat. I asked on what doesn't he agree with Ron Paul, so he asked me if I agreed with him on everything. I answered, I can't find anything on which we disagree, and asked him again on what doesn't he like about, or what doesn't he agree with, or what doesn't he like about Ron Paul. And Neil answered that Ron Paul is too much of an isolationist. So I said that he is.
So there you go. He's not for the North American Union.
Right.
He's not for the fake Republican gun grabbers.
And I said he's a captain gap, but what makes him an isolationist? So Neil answered that he wouldn't go into libertarian principles right now, maybe some other time.
Yeah, he couldn't. Listen, he came to Talk Fest Saturday for KLBJ, and I was on for an hour with George Norrie there, and he spent a large portion of his 2 hours savaging me. He spent saying that I'm the leftovers of a fruitcake, and again, it's all flying saucers, fruitcakes. He can't address any meat and potatoes. He can't come after me on facts. And I've already had Neil Bortz cuss me out once. I was at Ground Zero in 2004. He comes up in a disheveled, dirty T-shirt with shorts and starts cussing at me. I mean, he's just an idiot. And I said, debate me on the facts. And he said, pay me money. That's it. I'm going to find that clip and put it on the web. He goes, I need money to be able to debate you.
Yeah, I saw that.
Out? That's out?
Well, I thought I saw where you had confronted him at Ground Zero.
I guess I did.
I was in the RNC convention.
I guess I forgot about it. I guess one of my guys put it up on the web.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Anyway, so I he said he would get into libertarian principle some other time, and I answered, since he had already complimented Ron Paul as being better than any Democrat, I told him that there are two areas I think he would disagree with Ron Paul on, and that those are that he questioned the official story of 9/11, and Alex Jones does support him, at which point he dumped my call. 2 weeks before that, I called him and asked him, what did Alex Jones say, and when did he say it that would make you call him a nut job, because he's been saying that on the show. So he cut me off. He refused to comment and said, of course, that you accused Bush of causing 9/11, which is not at all surprising, considering that's a talking point. Before that, I had called him and let him know about Rumsfeld's incompetence, the $3 trillion that Cynthia McKinney asked about the Pentagon losing.
And it's now almost $4 trillion.
Oh, right. Dyne Corton Halliburton's white slave trade. So he immediately dumped my call and said, once you say white slave ring, I have to cut you off. And last week...
Even when it's in the Chicago Tribune.
Sure. You know, he said, well, I'd argue with you, but you don't sound like you're a very fun caller. That's his excuse. Last week, Neil asked what president is most responsible for inflaming the terrorists. Someone knowledgeable on Project Ajax called to tell him that it happened under Eisenhower. And Neil said he hadn't heard about it, and he would look into it. So I'm just letting you know what Neil is aware of. And
an establishment bootlicker posing as a libertarian.
I know. I just wanted to let you know that someone has called him on it, and I'd encourage somebody else to ask him, where did you or anybody claim that George Bush is responsible for 9/11?
The people that control Bush carried out the attacks. Bush is a gibbering, obviously brain-damaged twit. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Let's go ahead and talk to Anthony in Nebraska. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I would just like to ask you, how can we seriously win this when no matter how many people we got in a protest, it would just take one neutron bomb or a carpet bombing run to take us all out?
Well, they have to have Air Force or Army pilots or Marine pilots that are willing to drop those bombs, and they're not willing to do that. That's why they have now moved towards making a large portion of our ground forces foreign-born illegal aliens who they legalize. AP, Boston Globe, Neil Bortz, of course, will deny it. That's why they're opening up giant or expanding existing recruiting stations from Manila to the Ukraine to Mexico City, the city. And... again, that's why by 2011, half the Air Force fleet will be drone, remote control. Elites can do that in a compartmentalized fashion. That's what's the problem with the mechanized robotic forces that they're moving towards and phasing out human-controlled. So it can be centralized, and we're heading into dark times. That's why the Air Force Secretary says they should test out microwave guns on the American people because it's even illegal to use in war. That's why they're distributing them all over the country. The Sunshine Project broke 5 years ago, the report that every major sector of the country has helicopters and jets with knockout gas ready to be sprayed on the American people. So, indeed, they may try it, but I don't think they'll get away with it.
I hope you're right, man. Well, that's pretty much all I was calling for.
Thank you. We're fighting very serious individuals here. John in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to start off by saying I'm a longtime listener, and I want to thank you for doing your part in this information war we're in.
Thank you.
And, well, I have two things. I want a recommendation, and I want to agree with a certain part of your tactics. My recommendation is, not too long ago I had a little player on my MySpace page that played your radio program every day. My recommendation would be on either InfoWars or PrisonPlanet.com to put a little line of code for people to copy so they can do the same thing. And my...
There's a lot of stuff we need to do. We need all your recommendations. Write the code for us, send it to us, and we'll do it.
All right. And my disagreement is, you personally, you have a lot of power, Alex. And,
oh, please.
You always, like a while ago, not too long ago, you were talking about Google Video, and the very same day you were talking about TerrorStorm on Google Video, that video hit Google Video's top 100. Same thing happened with Amazon.com's TerrorStorm copy. That hit.
I don't have the power. You did it. You have the power. Look in the mirror. Stay there. I'll find out what you disagree about. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net, MartialLaw911.info. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
This just in, U.S.-Iraq surge could total 50,000 troops, congressional report from Defense News. We already told you that months ago. Chinese Army harvesting body parts. We'll cover that. This is from the agency French Press. And we're going to continue with phone calls coming up. I'm going to air some of my question and answers from last night's huge success event at UT. Got two callers here that disagree, so I got to go to Jeff at the head of the line here in a minute, then Raphael. But finish up what you disagree with, John, in California. Go ahead.
Yes. The reason I brought up the terror storm recommendations and telling people it hits the top of the list, I always hear you do that, but for us to really win this information war, we need people not to use the electronic voting machines in 2008. My disagreement is that I never hear you bring up that issue, and I'd like to hear you every
day. You must be missing the show, because I talk about it two or three times a month. We have guests on when elections heat up. We constantly talk about it. We're trying to stop World War III. We're trying to expose government-sponsored terror. We're trying to stop them making little girls take live cancer viruses. I mean, that's Associated Press. I'm trying to hit every issue to get everybody informed on all the basics.
Well, people don't listen to your a lot of people that listen to your show don't listen every day, and those two times a month.
It's something like 85% of the American people don't like these new no record electronic voting machines. Listen, I appreciate your call. And we do reports on that, and the governor of Florida is now moving to ban these machines. Good stuff's happening, and so I agree it's a central issue. Thank you. Let's talk to Jeff in Pennsylvania. You go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. If I can make a couple points about a couple issues, and you could respond to me off air, please.
Off air?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you mean once you're gone?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, you've said that cell phones pose a risk and are dangerous to our health. I'm surprised you haven't covered a story that has come out in Yahoo News and other outlets about a Danish study that was conducted. Now, this study tracked 420,000 cell phone users, including 52,000 people who had used the phones for 10 years or more.
And it found that that you have a 40-plus percent chance of developing a tumor just where Johnny Cochran got one.
Well, now in Denmark, every citizen at birth has a health record that's created that tracks the diseases and cancers they get. Now, the study cross-referenced the cell phone users with their health records, and it compared it to the rest of the population. And out of 420,000 users, only 14,269 were diagnosed with cancer. And this doesn't specify if it was brain-related or caused by cell phones, but that's fewer than the 15,000 that was predicted.
I think it must be I think it must be another report out of the same country you're talking about. It was in the Associated Press. It was in a bunch of publications earlier this week. Other big scientific studies using medical records showing a huge increase in brain tumors. All I know is that it is a microwave relay system, and it does, a scientific fact, heat the brain over 1 degree after is it like a 30-minute call? I forget the exact number. And so are you saying, you think cell phones are good? Or?
Well, this study is saying that the cancer rates in the rest of the population and the cancer rates of cell phone users, at least in this study, seems to be
okay,
about
well, I'll
the
have
same.
To, I'll have to look at that, so please send it to me. We got a break. What's the other thing you disagree with?
Privacy issues and some things about 9/11, but I'll go over it really quick.
Yeah, we got to move quick because I got other calls, and I want to get into a little bit into global warming, and I got to air these questions from last night. So just stay there. We're going to have a 70-second break with a network ID, and we'll come right back to you.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.